This is an MUT Radio podcast. Play Store.
Making headlines this hour. Former staff member returns to take crucial post at Institutional Planning Department. And bavelile abasolwa ngomkhonyovu wezincwadi zokuvakasha. The time is 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. On the 1st of June 2025, Ayanda Nongoko took on the role of Director of Monitoring, Evaluation and Reporting at the Directorate of Institutional Planning and Research. Nongoko brings over 15 years of experience in institutional planning and more than a decade in higher education leadership. With a strong background in strategic reporting, enrollment planning, and data governance acquired in a range of traditional, comprehensive, and university technology settings, Nongoko has consistently demonstrated her ability to turn a complex data into insights that inform executive decision-making. Her return to MUT in a department capacity following a previous stint as acting director, MER, marks significant step forward for the university performance monitoring, statutory reporting, and institutional research agenda. Lumiso Telezi said, give us more about this. In other news, abamangalelwa abayisikhombisa abavele enkantolo yezimali eThekwini ngezinsolo zomkhonyovu wezincwadi zokuhambela amazwe. Abamangalelwa uMeli Philan Trevor Zaca Dlamini, uThandiwe Pretty Khwela, Zimi Anita Shange, Fumani Hlayisi, Bongiwe Kubheka, Lindokuhle Bongomusa Mpanza, Nolungisani Siyanda Mzobe. Babhekene namacala okukhwabanisa ukuphula umthetho 68 ka-97 wokuhlinzekwa komazisi, ukuphula umthetho 13 ka-2002. Njengokuchibiyelwa wabukufika and corruption othinta ukwemukela ukugwazelwa. Umbuso ukholwa ukuthi kunabasebenzi bomnyango wezasekhaya abasebenza ngokubambisana nabanye abaqhuba ubugebengu. Kwafakwa izicelo zomgunyathi emahhovisi ahlukahlukene KwaZulu-Natal. Izicelo kuthiwa zazenziwa emahhovisi asevelile ebusuku ngezimpelasonto nangamaholidi. Izicelo zomgunyathi zazikhishelwa abokufika kuleli kungafanele futhi kwakusetshenziswa imininingwane yabantu baseNingizimu Afrika abanomazisi kodwa abangenazo izincwadi zokuhambela amazwe. And finally, R. Kelly was rushed to hospital after suffered a near fatal overdose in prison. According to a new filing by his attorney Bill Bradley, the 58-year-old singer who is serving 30 years in a North Carolina prison for sex trafficking and racketeering was placed in isolation on June 10 with his anxiety medication. After being given more medication by prison staff, he lost consciousness 3 days later and was taken to Duke University Hospital on June 13. After 2 days under observation, he was taken back to his cell. The attorney Shockling claims that Officers International gave him an amount of medication that could have killed him. A recap of our top stories this hour. Former staff member returned to take crucial post at Institutional Planning Department. And bavelile abasolwa ngomkhonyovu wezincwadi zokuvakasha. This is all from me this hour. Catch the next news bulletins at 3 o'clock. Your MUT Radio News, I am Nontokozo Sibisi.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.